powerful voice of God that says, do and do, or I'll get you. It's a very soft, pardon expression, sweet, gentle voice of God that says, I'll be here for you. Says, trust me. Which voice do you hear? And every person decides for themselves, not because some priest or somebody tells them. You have to decide for yourself, your view of God. What is your view of God? Which voice do you hear in dealing with God? So there's the soft voice, there's the very loud voice. Which voice do we hear? See, Isaiah 28 is, it's so important. This is where you see, again, how important Isaiah 28 is. Come with me to Isaiah 28 a moment. Let's just put it in perspective of what we're seeing here. Which voice? We will obey obey His voice. Which voice of God do you see? Look at Isaiah 28. And let's just flow through it. We've done it so many times that it's bring it to memory and put it into a perspective. Verse 9 is the time of the coming of the Messiah. To whom would He, Jesus Christ, when He comes, teach knowledge, and to whom would He, Jesus Christ, interpret the message? To those who have it. That's the Jews. Those who are weaned from milk, those who are taken from the breast, no. Those are the Gentiles that are turning to Him at the time when Christ came. Verse, He should be able to do it with the Jews. But He can't. And why can't He? Because verse 10 is how they see Scripture. And the NIV is a proper translation. Do and do, do and do. Rule on rule, rule on rule. A little here, a little there. What do you have there? That's their gospel. They go through and they say, this is what God wants. Do and do, do and do. A rule here and a rule there. They go through Scripture, pull it all out. And that's why you have so many denominations and movements and all of this. I go to the Bible. Oh, I figured out what God wants. Nobody else has figured this out like we have. This is what God wants you to do. And everybody has a different list. And they can all support it with this list. Okay. Verse 11 is historical. Indeed, He will speak to these people with stammering lips and foreign tongue. Verse 12 is the true gospel. He who said to them, here is rest. Now, the word rest is faith, trusting. Just rest. Let Him do it. Trusting. Here is rest. Give rest to the weary. Who are the weary? Those are the ones that are weary from trying to do and do, roll on roll, roll on roll. They're weary of trying to do it. Here is repose. But then you have the people of Israel and so many people to the church age at the end of verse 12. But they would not listen. You'd be surprised how many people. You say something in true grace and true faith, and they won't. No. No. You're wrong. You're not saved just by believing in Jesus Christ. You're not restored just by trusting the Spirit of the living God. You're not made righteous. You don't have spiritual love poured through just by trusting. You've got to do something for God. They will not listen. So look what happens in verse 13. Here you have it. So, the word of the Lord. Now watch what it's saying. The word of the Lord, the Scripture, to them will become. You want to see it? Then it'll be that. Do and do, do and do. Roll on roll, roll on roll. Little in, a little there. Why would God do that? Why would God make His message of grace and faith